This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Texas is first in flu, according to Walgreens, and both the Dallas County and Tarrant County Health Departments are tracking a steep uptick in the number of positive tests. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, this year's vaccine is thought to be about 32% effective, just like last year. And one physician explains why the flu shot doesn't always hit the mark and whether that makes it a tough sell. Nobody's excited to get a shot. The flu vaccine, though, it's an annual tradition for Douglas Eckert, Melvin Patterson, and Tyson Dunn.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, at the VA hospital.
I do.
While it's a non-negotiable for those three, Sandra Stanek, Tammy Price, and Mohammed Samad don't want any part of it.
No, I don't.
No, I'm just afraid of it.
I'm 72 years old. I never had a flu shot.
And that opinion is the prevailing one. According to the CDC, flu vaccination rates for adults in recent years hover just over 40%. Dr. Edward Dominguez thinks he knows why.
Many people feel that all of the available vaccines for influenza in the United States can actually cause the flu. And these are killed vaccines. They can't cause anything other than pain and local inflammation, or you can be allergic to the components. None of these vaccines can actually cause the flu.
Dominguez is an infectious disease specialist at Methodist Dallas Medical Center. He says people are also turned off to getting the vaccine when they hear it's only 32% effective. Believe it or not, he says, that's not unusual.
It turns out that that's about as good as the flu vaccine has always been, somewhere between 30 to 50% effective.
Dominguez says by the time the season's over, we may discover the vaccine wasn't even 32% effective. That's because one of the strains of flu the shot protects against might be mutating. That means what's in the vaccine is a little different than the virus actually going around.
And it doesn't take much of a mutation for that particular virus to become more aggressive, if you will, and for the vaccine to become less effective, even though it's very closely related to last year's strain.
Dallas County reports this season about 30% of flu tests from hospital labs were coming back positive in late December. At the same time last season, only about 6% of flu tests were positive.
We won't know exactly how effective this vaccine was until we're past this flu season. I think if you talk to enough physicians, they're going to tell you that it's probably less than 30%.
And this season, Dominguez can speak from experience. He got the vaccine like he does every year and still got the flu, then ended up in the emergency room with pneumonia. Courtney Collins, KERA News.